Zokter Gemara Daf Pesam Aveis Sechus Krisis. Starting from the top bottom, the second line. Nozer Shinita Tumas Harbe. It says a nozer became tummy a bunch of times. Is an example of Aveis Harbe. What's the case? What's this case? Man Tano. Ora Chista Reiser Yehudi. It's a Reiser Yehudi. The Amar Niziris the Tahira Mashviu the Chayla. When he gets his last spritz of dam on the seventh day, he already can restart his new Niziris before the Kavanas. So here, it's possible to become tummy again. And you only bring one carbon, because you never reach the Zman of Chiyav carbon, which is on the eighth day. So there, if you become Tomei again, it's a case where you're Chayav one carbon on Tomei Sarbe. And it's possible because you're Nitba Vashvi, because of Nitba Vashvi. They became Tomei on the Shvi, and when you get again on the Shvi, that's just as a various Harbe, happening three times. Since he wouldn't go into a time when he's ready to bring a carbon, and you're Chayav one carbon. The Rebbe, if it's not Rebbe's food, if it's Rebbe, then what's the problem? If it's Rebbe, Kivon, the Chsiv, Kivon, you know, I'm a Rebbe. Nazir is a Tairat Shmini, like Chaylala. Since the Rebbe holds Nazir's Tairat, doesn't start till the eighth day, he did it to the Shvi, because of the Shvi, it becomes Tomei Gem Shvi. He never started the new Naziris yet. It's not a various Harbe, it's still one Tomei, it's still one Naziris. And if it's a Shmini, if you can't Tomei Shmini, Taki bring another carbon. Because if it's a Shmini, keep the Yotah Shal, it's a real hack of carbon. Since it came to a time, you have a carbon, you have a Kalachas Vahakas. So it's only possible, according to the Rishon Yehuda holds, that Shaykh to have a new Nazir is before you came and reached the Zman of Kavanas. Else, I'm not Rishon Yehuda. Well, my the Rebbe, Rishon Yehuda, my the Rebbe. What's Rebbe Rishon Yehuda? Netanya, Vekidesh Es Roshay B'yayimahu. It says that after he did both the kavanos, but kidesh is reish v'yemahu. What does that mean? V'yemavars kavanos. The very Rebbe. No, v'yemtak lachtoi. When he gets his haircut on the seventh day, that is when he restarts his nunaziris, and that's when it's possible to have tumas harbe. So far we spoke about two type of tumas harbe, a various harbe, either shivcha charufa or nozer shenitma. Now we're going to continue this mishnah, next mishnah, more of the cases that someone's chayv one carbon for a various harbe. Dr. Mishnah, Makane le'ishtay adei noshim harbe. Someone's Makane le'ishtay means he tells his wife not to hang out with that man and with a bunch of different men. And then he finds her secluding with those men. You only bring one carbon, one mincha s'chayte. One mincha of sa'irim, of a s'chayte. A Makane le'ishtay adei noshim harbe is only one carbon of a bunch of eris. A mitzayir is just nagin agarim harbe. And a bunch of different agarim. That means he got pure. You know, he went outside and he went, waited, and the nega went away. And he didn't get a chance to bring kabonis yet. And he gets the nega again. He brings one carbon for everything. What's the halacha of hevi tzipar v'nis naga? He already brought the tzipar. Before he brings the carbon, this process is, he brings two birds, and they shechted outside, and they mixed with dam, and shvitz with dam on him. Then afterwards, they wait another 7 days to bring a carbon. What happens after the tzipar we got a nega? So the words of Mishnah are like, olu lo yach yavi chatasai. It doesn't work, the tzipparim don't work until after he brings the chatas, then the tzipar works. But here, if it comes, it gets his nega after the tzipar, it sounds like you have to bring two sets of tzipparim next time. Two sets, for the new nega and for the old nega. We'll see the Gemara talks about it, Klar. But until you bring the chatas, until you bring the asham. And the Gemara will explain us what exactly the machalikas is. First, we'll do the first half of the Mishnah. No. How do we know that mekane le'ishtai, the noshim harbe, that the halacha is that you bring a one carbon for all of them. So tomorrow is the ksiv. What?
How is that called the kina altogether?
Wait, what's wrong with kina? What do you mean? Kina means it's don't seclude a man.
Yeah,
she was.
The guy
back
tells don't seclude anybody.
No, it's chayshus or man. It's a person. It's a people. Right, and then right, exactly, and then they he does, yeah, and then they seclude each one. Each one is a new year's a bear, yeah. No, why is it? Well, no, not together with 50. No, together with one. He secludes one at a time. Which one? What? Yeah. No, that's not such a fair. No, yeah. So you're not miyachad anyone. You're not miyachad anyone. Even one person. Yeah. Right. It's not global kina, it's specific kina to a bunch of different people. Okay, I'm not on the chsiv. How do you know you have one carbon? It's always Torah is hakanois. It says Torah means Torah achas a kanuyim harbe. One Torah for a bunch of kanuyim. Mitzayr is just not going to go on harbe. How do you know also a bunch of the goyim bring one carbon? No, on the chsiv. Zoyz Torah is a mitzayr. Torah achas the mitzayram harbe. One carbon for a bunch of mitzayram. Torah achas. Now comes the end of the Mishnah that we have to explain. Hevi tzipar v'nisnaga le'olu lo'yachi yovoy chatosa rudei ma'achi yovoy ha'shomer. Talk to Gemara v'amrit ein mevi l'karbon echad. Sounds like over here, possibly thought you have to bring two tziparim if you got a nega. Le'olu, even the first one didn't work. V'amrit ein mevi l'karbon echad, bring one carbon. You have to put some extra words in the Mishnah, and this will explain like this. V'achtani. Hevi tziparim v'nisnaga. He brought the birds, then he got another nega. Ein mevi l'karbon echad. You talk only bring one carbon. You don't bring the sparm again. The sparm work. You only bring one carbon. We said only bring one carbon. Only bring one carbon. Okay, we said a bunch of the gone. Only bring one carbon. But the another halacha is like the Mishnah saying a new halacha and the Mishnah. Like kvuye va'anirus va'ashiras. We know that Mitzrayim has different levels of kabbalah. It depends how rich he is. If he has money, he can bring behemoths. Now he brings birds. So like kvuye va'anirus va'ashiras. When is the kvias? Lo mikvash yavi chatasad. That means if he brings the chatas, then he gets poor. Then the halacha is he still has to bring an asham because while he brought the chatas, he was rich. But if before he brought the chatas any kabbanas, he became poor already. Then he can bring the lower level kabbanas. He can bring the ifas.
What's the order
of the chatas?
He brings two birds before he brings the
kabbanas. No, two birds. That's the kabbanas. Two birds take it outside. That's not a carbon.
Then he brings the
chatas. Then he brings later on. Yeah, chatas and asham. Yeah, later on. So, but if he doesn't can't afford chatas and asham, he can bring birds. So we're forgetting about the tziparim. That only bring one tzipar. If it even comes to neg a bunch of times, only one tzipar afterwards. Only bring one tzipar when it goes to tar. But now we're saying a new thing. The halacha is that you bring a chatas to asham and v'mdalu. It says you bring one keves to asham and a mincha and loik shemen. That's the sachem. You stay sorry, stay v'yena. You bring two birds also together with the keves. The keves for asham and those two things are for a chatas and a oila, the two birds. So, but the halacha is that if you're ready a nikva for asher, you can't anymore be a oni. So, Shaz, when is the kviyas? When do you become the kviyas that you can't change anymore? So, the first vandiyama is the mikva asher yavi chatasai. That's the first vandiyama says. The Tanakama. That once you bring the chatas, so now you have to bring an asham. You have to bring the asham. Once you bring the chatas, then you're kvur already. What? No. He brought the asham, the chatas first. He brought the chatas first over here. The oilo and the asham. The asham makes a difference because there's always a kevis anyway. That means the oilo. He still has to bring the oilo as a carbon. He still has to bring the oilo as a carbon. That would be nafkamina, yes. So asham yavi is chatasa. If you don't have asham, you don't go to the asham. Not to the chatas, go to the asham. If you bring the asham, then that's mekaveh, you're ready. Tanan Hasam, that's the Chalakas in our Mishnah. Tanan Hasam would say a similar Chalakas in a different Mishnah. Tanan Hasam, Metzorish Hevi Hashama, Hevi Hashama, he became rich. Hakol HaChachatas, go to the Chatas, the Hashama doesn't help. Divir Rav Shimon. Hudayim HaKol HaChachashama. And Tanya was like, even a more Chama de Gashita. Kol HaChachat Tzuparim. That means B'Shah Tzuparim, he was rich, he has to bring all the Kabbalahs, even if he became poor. Omer Yudam Rav, Shlosh Tam Akrayach HaDarshi. We'll learn from one Pasuk. And the Pasuk says, Ashloi Sasik Yodoy B'Taharasai. So what does that mean? He couldn't afford it b'shas the kapara, which is the chatas. Rudo holds it's dava ha-machshira, it's the asham, which they put onto his ears and on his big thumb. That's machshira v'kachim. So that's where you need. That's what's kaveya. The thing that facilitates the hira, which is what? My niu tziparim. That is the tziparim. So the Mishnah Vayta. Isha shiyod of vlodos harbe. Isha that gave birth to a bunch of different vlodos. We'll see how it is possible. What's the example? Hepila b'soich shmoinim. That means a isha has a baby. So the first 14 days she's tamei. Then she has 66 days of yemei tahira, and then after 80 days she brings a carbon. Her first day. So if toich 80 days and more than 40 days she has another nefil, she does not bring another carbon for that, because that's toich malois. Hepila b'soich shmoinim nekeva, in the middle of the 80 of nekeva. And the chazav appeal of zech shmeinim again, and she had a nekeva. She nefil was a nekeva. Chazav appeal of zech shmeinim nekeva again. She had a nekeva. So v'mapelas tumim, or she gives birth to twins nefils, and they came out 40 days apart. The halacha is all these cases bring one carbon, because they're always teich malais of the one before that. They're always teich malais. Rabbi Yudaimer says it's not so pashut. Why? Because the second one is within the malois of the first one. But the second one, since it was born within the malois of the first one, doesn't get new 80 days. So it comes out the third one is born after 80 days. Revia al shlishi, you bring on the third one. V'ena revia, you don't bring on the fourth one. Zok demar minalan, how do you know? Well, how do you know the carpet is? If a teich b'leis, don't bring a new carpet. Tani tanaka v'edir av sheshes. Zoyis teres ha'yaledes z'zochar v'nekeva. Malamech says teiras. We say teiras means a lot of, you bring one carpet for a lot of things. Malamech revia carpet echal al vladis harbi. You bring one carpet, a bunch of vladis. Yochal af ha'aleid v'al ziva. Maybe even on a zov, if she's a zova and she gives birth, you bring one carbon. Tamalo is zois. It's a miyat, only zois. So what's the pshat is have mina? Yochal aleid v'al ziva and revia al carbon echad. Elam yati, tell me this. Ochal dam, she ate dam, you know, ochelev, you know, v'yolda, and she had a birth. You think one carbon covers both of them? What does zov got to do with yaleida? Hachin amid, and revia al carbon echad? What's the have mina? Eima hachi. Yochal aleid v'al name malois. V'aleid shlach malois. Maybe aleid before the malois and aleid after the malois. Also, may one carbon should cover all the lay dice, even though it's after Malays. Tamalayim is Zeus. But the Taka don't have me to bad Ziva. Tamalayim are Zeus. It's because of me, it's a Zeus.